USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With conferences getting canceled and mass public transportation getting disrupted, the coronavirus is not only a threat to the country, but it's also putting people's travel plans in disarray. As of Saturday, there were 437 cases of the coronavirus across the United States, and at least 19 people have died. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News the spending bill regarding the coronavirus that President Trump signed on Friday will do a great deal in helping fight the virus.
Now, he just signed more than $8 billion that focuses on testing, treatment, and also telemedicine, which is very important on how to deal with this.
A busy weekend campaigning for former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders as a mini Super Tuesday is set to take place on March 10th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As tax season is in full swing, attorney generals across the nation are warning people to be careful of potential scams. Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. Big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
When you go to bed this Saturday evening, don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour as we go to daylight savings time. That is, of course, unless you're in Hawaii or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The NBA wants its teams to prepare to play games without fans if necessary due to the coronavirus. How are other sports handling things? Well, I was out at the Phoenix Raceway and I had a chance to chat with Jack Roush. Roush is the founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing just to prepare for the... Roush is the founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing to prepare for a possible coronavirus outbreak.
Well, we've talked about it in team meetings, and the same information that comes from the Center for Disease Control is available to everybody, and we're just hanging on to see what's going to happen next. But my great hope is that it'll be affected by the temperature, and as things warm up, we'll have less trouble than they have in the wintertime.
Roush also says it's always good to be mindful of people when you're in a large group to stop germs from spreading.
You know, I think that the biggest opportunity for minimizing the effect of it is to use good hygiene for your hands and to not breathe directly into somebody's face or let them breathe into your face in conversation.
From Phoenix Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.